You're listening to the Busy Edu Professionals podcast, where we're providing information and inspiration for life before, during, and after the bell. Here's your host, Chappelle Billings. All right, everyone. I have Dr. Takesha Nguyen joining us today. We're going to talk about the juggling act, managing a work-life balance as an edu professional. How can we do it all? Can we do it all? Hey, Dr. Nguyen, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you today, Chappelle?
I'm doing just fine. Tell us a little bit about your background, about your work as the edu professional.
So I've been in education for about 14 years now. I've served in a few roles. I've been a teacher, an instructional coach, an administrator, and currently I'm working in the central office in a very large district, and really working on how do we onboard and retain our best teachers, our brightest talent, and how do we do that not just with orientations, but what type of professional development do these teachers need, as well as how do we reward and recognize our teachers and ensure that we are setting them up for success in the best. I just recently defended back in March my dissertation, Culturally Relevant Recruitment and Hiring Practices for an Urban District, specifically looking at how a district is recruiting and hiring teachers using the fit theory, as well as the tenets of culturally relevant pedagogy, which we all know or have researched the research of Gloria Latson Billings.
So how were you able? You defended your dissertation. You are a manager at a large school district. You've had previous experience as an administrator and a teacher. How did Takesha, I know you're Dr. Nguyen, but how did Takesha manage it all?
I think that's the funny part is that it's almost like I'm a little bit of a glutton for punishment, because I actually started my doctoral journey at the exact same time as I became an administrator at a turnaround campus. And so it was difficult to manage those two components. And then when you add in the components of having a family, it was a little difficult. You always wonder, am I giving enough time to work? Am I giving enough time to my doctoral work? Am I giving enough time to my kids? And it's been interesting to find that balance.
What made you jump in with small kids? I know when I started, I thought about becoming an administrator. Some of the advice I got from colleagues and friend of mine was, Chappelle, wait until your kids got bigger. I didn't do that, but I can see or understand why they would say that. What made you jump right in?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, I love when people tell me that I can't do something because it gives me all the ammunition I need to do it. So that's one big reason. And I know it was something that I wanted to accomplish, but I also think that when you're a single parent, as I am, and also when you have the obstacles that I've had, it's one thing when you can be able to show your children that this is what's possible. So I think every time when I would get to a point with my doctoral work that I would say, like, why am I doing this to myself? Kind of just keeping that, knowing your why and keeping that motivation. So it will be difficult for anyone to take on, and not just me, just anyone to take on all of those pieces at one time. But I think that's when you get really, really intentional with your time and focused on your purpose. With my time, one of the things I did is, you know, when you are working at a turnaround campus, you're there a lot. You're there late. You're there on Saturdays. You're there for conferences. Yes. You're there early. And so one of the things that I did to make sure that I wasn't just giving my time to the children at the middle school, but I was giving time to my own kids, is I set up date nights for my kids. Every Tuesday, we went to the movies, went to the park, whether it was us having a picnic at home or going out and actually having a picnic. We did something every Tuesday. That was my way of letting them know, I may have all of these things going on, but this is your time. And of course they had more time, but just really, I'm shutting down my phone. I'm shutting down the world. I'm shutting down my dissertation work. This is all about you. And so I think that was important. And I also, you know, hey, if they had to come along with me to school, they came along with me to
Oh, I
school.
know that's right. And my girls, they were bleeding purple and gold when I was teaching at the high school, and I had all the extra duties as a teacher leader, program coordinator. They had their little blue, purple and gold jackets on, and they rolled with mama. So how did your administrator and your other colleagues feel about that?
You know, that's the really, I will say that I've been blessed with some administrators who also are family oriented, and they understood the fact that I do have kids. And, you know, when it's parent conference, I may go and pick my kids before parent conference, you know, set them up in the office for homework or Netflix or whatever the case is. And then I'm out mingling with the parents, you know, talking about issues, you know, having conversation with the kids about the report cards. But what my administrators knew about me is that I was dedicated to doing the work, and there would be nothing that would keep me from doing that work. And so they were understanding of that. If I had class, you know, when you're at a, once again, one of the things that I will say is I had an amazing administrator who had really structured procedures in place. So there was like an after school PLC that I had to maybe leave 30 minutes, you know, early could make my class. That was a thing. As soon as I get my class schedule, I'd sit down and I'd talk to him about it. And we'd really open up that line of communication so he understood what I was trying to accomplish, the work that it, and I always would, if I knew that I was going to be taking 30 minutes away from this time with my, see, I would tell them how I was going to give that time back in a different way. So I think having that open communication, that's what makes it successful.
That's absolutely phenomenal that you had administrators who are flexible and understand the importance of having that work-life balance.
Yeah, then he's still one of my mentors. Still one of my mentors.
You know, I've talked to several administrators about working parent guilt. They're feeling I'm always at the school. I'm shutting the school down, and my children may not be getting the best of me. Have you ever felt that way?
Yes, I'm gonna definitely. I would be lying to you if I never said I felt that way. But I think that was one of the times when I had to have, and I'll say one of the times. There have been several times when I felt that way. That was the time when I really had to reflect on what do my children need? What time do I need to dedicate to them? What does it look like? What does it look like balancing at this campus? This is the thing. It's okay. And I think as women, we're always going to some degree have that guilt just because you want to, you know, have that perfect home life, come home, cook the dinner, help with the homework, you know, sit down, spend some family moments together. But the reality of it is that whether you're a teacher, whether you're an administrator, whether you're working in the central office, whether those are lesson plans that are going to have to take place or tutoring that have to happen, or you stand after work till 7 or 8 o'clock to plan one of the biggest district events, that's the reality. And so accepting that reality and then saying, but what does my family need and how can I make these two mesh together? One of the things that's really big with me is I'm intentional with making a schedule. I have my kids, they connect things to my Outlook calendar. So I know this week, Monday afternoon is pretty gone for me. I know what my daughter has on my calendar. She gets that time and really communicating with my leaders and letting them know, hey, this is, and I think that's an important piece when you go in for your interview or when you have those, you know, getting to know you conversations with your leaders to sit down and say, hey, these are my values. My number one value is family. And so don't misunderstand, I love the hard work. I'm dedicated to new teachers as well. But this is my value, then this is how I want to work together so that we can honor my values and still get the work done.
So that's important when you, especially if you're new, if you're coming in new to administration and you're worried about how am I going to communicate this to my principal, then having that open conversation in the beginning is very important. That way there are no surprises once the school year starts.
I think leaders, for the most part, they definitely are interested in you being successful. as long as we're not, it shows that you're planning ahead and you're not blindsiding them. I think that they, for the most part, they've been very willing.
I know we've laughed about this before, and I, as an edu professional, I'm an administrator, we want to make sure we get it right. But I remember on my way as an assistant principal, the cafeteria opened up for breakfast every morning. The doors pop open and I would have to be there standing in the halls. So I'm on my way in and I look back, my daughter's back there, just quiet. I just rode right by her daycare. And I felt bad about it at the end of the day, but I had to learn. I can't beat myself up out. I have to just roll with it.
And you know what? And I think that's a part of our parent guilt. I've had a couple of moments like that. I've come home from school and class will let out at 8:30 at night. And I'm the type of person, I have to have that face-to-face class. And so I came home, picked up my son. And my daughter was in a different location because she, had to go to band practice. So another grandparent picked her up. And so I'm driving and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to stop and get some Wendy's or whatever, just because I'm hungry and it's late. I didn't eat. Mm-hmm. Aiden, what would you like? And he yelled out what he'd like. Destiny, what would you like? Complete silence. Destiny. And my son says, Mom, you didn't pick her up. And so it's like, oh, you know what? But that's, and I think that's the part where that's the piece I haven't talked about. We talked about giving time to your work, giving time to your kids, but also kind of giving time to yourself. We can remember some of those things sometimes when our mind the speed of light, we often forget. And so I think it's important to realize that guilt will be there, but I don't even know if it's a guilt, but it's just our desire to make sure that we are fulfilling the needs of for our kids and of our jobs. And so realizing that that's there and forgiving ourselves, hey,
oh yeah,
I forgot something. This is okay. I've even, forgotten to, I was in class for my son's, one of his programs, and I have, I forgot to give him, give his grandparent outfit that he was supposed to wear the suit. So he was on program with a regular school uniform. And so on the way home, when I realized that he had on a regular school uniform, I'm literally bawling in my car. But it's you have to forgive yourself because you are human as much as you may think that you're a superhero. And to some degree, I think we all are. It's okay to have that human moment. And so, and then to, make sure that you put these things on your calendar.
Absolutely. And that, I love that. Just forgive yourself. How do you take time for Takesha?
So this is the funny part. And I think that I really just now started taking some time for myself, because anyone who's written a dissertation, I think that there is an after dissertation phase where you are just literally like, what do I do with my time? Because I would normally be spending these 2 or 3 hours working on this essentially this book that I'm writing. And so what do you do with your time now? And so for me, it's very simple. I've been spending time with my kids, where they were probably like, Mom had a date night. Now she wants to have a date night every night. spending some time with them. While reading books, I'm really working on trying to read 2 books a month. And and even just Netflix and chilling. I'm just going to tell the truth. And sometimes it's like, I'm going to watch all 7 seasons of The Good Wife because I heard it was a good show. And it's okay to do that.
Okay, Dr. Wren, if we wanted to learn more about your research in culturally relevant recruitment, particularly in urban school districts, how can we connect with you?
Sure. If people like to get to know more about that, I'm very passionate about it, would love to share. They could contact me at misswin1204@gmail.com. Okay, so that's misswin, MSWINN 1204@gmail.com.
Dr. Wren, I appreciate you joining us today.
Anytime, anytime.
All right, well, go finish up your last season of The Good Wife. I'm not gonna hold you. Enjoy your Sunday.
Okay. You have a
all right. All right. Thank you, Dr. Nguyen. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.